Hello everybody, welcome back to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. I'm delighted to be joined as always by manager Lee Grant. Lee, another win at the weekend, a really impressive performance. Just give us your thoughts again on Reading.
Yeah, look, a hard fought one. A well-rounded away performance, in all honesty, we thought, and we've discussed it a lot this week. Lots of bits we liked about how we were able to manage parts of that game. Certainly the character and endeavour that we showed throughout, but definitely parts that we know we want to improve on, and really nice for me that the group are seeing and feeling that themselves, and are then ready to go and drive that in the training. So yeah, look, we're pleased obviously with the two results. We know we've got lots of room to improve upon, but of course, even though in the fortunate position of being able to do that with those two wins.
Something that a lot of coverage I've seen has picked up on, and supporters as well, and something I think we talked about post-game, was it was a completely different type of performance and win and test than Leighton Orient was, and it's a good thing to show early on that we've got multiple ways of achieving the same result.
Yeah, and we knew that the game would look and feel different to the one at home to Leighton Orient. You know, you've got everything that goes with being in an away environment, and the new, you know, first game, I should say, at the stadium for those guys, the energy and adrenaline that brings for the opposition. So we knew we'd have to stand up to some different things and some different tests, and I thought the guys did that really well. So really pleasing that we were able to overcome that and find a way to win the game. Great as well that parts of the detail that we worked on throughout the week was able to surface. And yeah, look, we know that throughout this season we're going to get a huge spectrum of different tests, so important that the guys can stand up to those.
One thing that unfortunately came out of the weekend that you've just been discussing in your press conference is an injury to Mikel Miller. Would you just go into a bit of detail with what's happened, that obviously people saw him coming off?
Yeah, a real tough one for Mikel to take. I think on the back of two hugely exciting performances, and look, he's important to our group. He's part of our leadership group. He's a great character, superbly well liked. And we've selected him for both games, so there's no getting away from it. It's a tough one for us to take. We're going to lose Mikel for a period. It's not right for me to try and put a timestamp on that. It's going to be a number of weeks. So, really disappointed for him. His last action was to celebrate with the guys as he was walking around the pitch, which was lovely. But we'll find a way to work around that, and we know we've got good options in the squad and good strength and depth that leaves us still in a position where we've got players to select from. So, you know, it's next man up, and that's the way we go about it this year.
Clean bell of health otherwise from the game?
Yeah, we go into Wednesday night's fixture with a good squad to select from, and no further worries from the game. If anything, it's the opposite. It's bodies now having themselves available and ready, and with a solid week's work behind them. So a real good one for me to select from.
And that's positive to hear. And obviously our thoughts are with Mikel too, and I'm sure we'll see him back as quickly as we can do. One thing that had come up post-game, and something we'd discussed before, and I think you've been open with the group, is that you want to rotate and you want fresh faces in as many games as you can do. I'm guessing that's going to be the case against Leicester as well.
Yeah, look, we have the fortunate position to be able to select from a deep squad, and that means that we want to, as long as we can, stay in these cup competitions to give us the opportunity to see the whole squad, and I've not been shy about that with the group. So, yeah, look, we expect that there'll be an opportunity for one or two to come in and stake a claim, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. And I think we've got several players now that are really ready and chomping at the bit for a start and for a game, and certainly to get some minutes under the belt. So it's not to say that this game sits below any other. Where we are at, though, is we're in a position where we have got this squad that we want to utilise. So for me, that's really exciting, and we'll look to do that, and we'll look to use everybody.
Part of that squad is obviously goalkeeper Lee Nichols, who we'll be speaking to shortly. I'm guessing he's going to have a hope to be featuring as well. Just talk to the supporters about his role in the team, because they're used to him being the starting goalkeeper. Owens obviously started and been brilliant in the opening two games, which Lee's spoken about himself as well. Just talk to us a bit about Lee.
Yeah, look, probably for Lee, it's a new scenario and a new dynamic for him because, as you rightly say, Lee's been really well established at the football club. And for a variety of different reasons, we've recruited an extra goalkeeper, and I'm in the really lucky position now to have, in my view, and I've been clear with the guys, two number one goalkeepers. And I think anybody that's been able to see any of our pre-season games and had an opportunity to see the way we've worked over the course of the last 6 or 7 weeks, you'd see and you'd understand that for sure Lee Nichols deserves an opportunity to play, and Leicester gives us that opportunity. So I'm excited to give Lee that opportunity and to see him play. I know he's desperate to be out there. I know he would love to have played those first two league games. But of course, Owen's come in. He's done great. Great for Owen that he's off to a real good and a real positive start with regards to that. And of course, the clean sheets help settle in that aspect. But look, as I said, Lee's got that. He's got that senior leadership position, very well respected within the group. I'm certainly leaning on and relying on Lee for his leadership and his presence in the changing room and in the group. So that's an exciting one for me. I'm delighted that we've got him in that position. And yeah, as I said, to have those two to select from, again, as we have in other positions within the squad, it's a real positive.
It's a good thing to hear as well, and I'm sure supporters obviously have a good relationship with Lee and be happy to see him as well. The last thing I'll ask you is just about Leicester City as our next opponents. They're obviously a really good team, a higher division side. Just what sort of test are they going to be? What sort of opponent are they going to be for us?
Yeah, a real tough one. A real tough one. So I think most people that had the opportunity to watch them at the weekend against Sheffield Wednesday would have seen a side that can really have long spells with the football, and that's what they want to do. They want to control games. Having watched their last couple of pre-season fixtures against really good opposition, Bundesliga sides, Serie A sides, we're talking about a team that can take the football and can dominate that for significant periods. So, look, we know we're going to have to suffer, and we know we're going to have to endure a little bit over the course of the 90 minutes plus against Leicester. Not only the fact that they are and have some great pictures and ideas tactically, but physically, and of course technically, we're talking about players that have played at a really high level, Premier League and international level, and have done that for long periods of their career. So what a great test for our group. And as you said there, playing a team in the league above is always a nice test for everybody and anybody. And I know our guys are certainly looking forward to it. For me, a great test against another young, exciting manager who's doing great things and has done wonderful things in the EFL over the last couple of years. So one that I'm really looking forward to as well.
That's great to hear, and it'll be an exciting game. So there's some tickets available still for supporters if you want to come and join us. But Lee, thank you again for your time, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. I'm pleased to be joined by goalkeeper Lee Nichols. Lee, it's been a really positive start to the season. Just give us an insight into how you've seen the group and the first couple of games.
Yeah, I think, as you say, it's been a good start. You know, the boys have played really well. I think the new lads have came in, and I think the squad as a whole has really gelled well together. I think Austria really brought us together, and I think since then we've built on it, and it's been a good start. You know, we've took two wins, haven't conceded a goal, scored plenty of goals, and it's about building on that now. I think, you know, I don't think we can take a step backwards, and you know, I know we're going to have challenges throughout the year about how do we react from going 1-0 down, and how do we react from drawing or losing a game, and you know, I think that's where the togetherness of the squad will be tested. But I've got a lot of faith in this group that we can keep moving forward and keep winning games.
It's really interesting to hear, because you're now one of our longer serving players. You've seen a lot of mates leave in the past few months, and new mates arrive. Just talk to us about that transitional period, because it seems like there's a really refreshed mood and energy about the group now.
Yeah, it's always difficult, especially, you know, over the years you have a lot of good memories with a lot of close people, and you build them relationships up, and you know, all of a sudden, within 2 weeks, about 8 to 12 people leave the club who, you know, you've known for a while. But, you know, it's football. I think everyone goes through that sort of transition, and I think this club has gone through a transition. And, you know, the new lads have come in. I know a few from playing against them, especially playing against them over the years. And it's a good group now. And I think, as I say, I think we've all come together quite well. You can see, even when, you know, just using the second goal against Reading the other day, you know, the whole bench is up clapping and celebrating, and you know, it's a real good place to be at the minute.
That's really good to hear, and I'm sure fans have bought into that and seen it as well, because their mood's been incredible in the past couple of games. You'll have seen the club in good times and in bad, and it's always better when they feel energised and happy about what's happening, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I've always, whenever I've done an interview, I've always said they're massive for us. You know, I've seen them at the best when we got to Wembley in the playoff final, and you know, I think it mirrors how results are going. I think if we're doing well on the pitch, and not so much doing well, but if we are performing well enough and giving our all for them, then they'll follow us. And sometimes, you know, when things are going wrong, you know, they can be against us, but that's football. At the end of the day, they just want to see their club do well, and it's down to us to give everything we've got. And I think we are. I think it's a great start. I think the lads are giving everything on the training pitch. And we're going to need them this year, and hopefully we can perform.
Talking about performing and testing things, we've got a big game in the Carabao Cup against Leicester City. There's an opposition from a higher division. Reminds us a little bit of the Everton tie we had a few years ago. Just talk to us about your thoughts of playing against them, because it's an opportunity to keep momentum going. And you know, the manager's spoken openly about refreshing the group and rotating when he can. So it's an opportunity for maybe a few of the other boys to show what they're about as well.
Yeah, I think cup games are massive, especially when we've got a squad like ours. I think it's an opportunity to get minutes in the legs for some people and keep them match sharp. Keep the match sharpness in the legs, but it's also an opportunity to show what you can do to the gaffer, and you know, almost you know, keep the sort of standards within the group. And I think us as a whole, you know, I think we need to go into the game believing we can win it, because I genuinely do believe we can with the quality we've got in this squad. You know, it'll be a tough game. I think everyone knows that. It's, you know, Leicester a top team, and they've got some players that probably a Premier League standard. But it's always good to test yourselves against them, and it's a game that we should really be looking forward to.
You talk about sort of driving standards and what it's like as a group. Obviously, your role slightly changed with Owen starting the first couple of games of the season. But knowing you as a bloke, knowing you as a player, the way you train, the way you go about your work hasn't changed at all, has it?
No, I think, you know, it's football at the end of the day. You know, people get brought in, and you know, it's up to you to. But in my opinion, you don't change anything that you do, and I think you keep your head down, you keep working hard, and you try to show what you're about. And I think as a, you know, I've done plenty of interviews to say, you know, like I like to help younger keepers, and it's, in my opinion, it's another opportunity to, you know, sort of help Owen within his career. You know, football's a strange world; you never know what's around the corner. But it's up to me to keep my standards high, and if my name gets put on that shirt, then you know, I need to be ready, and I need to be ready to give my all.
It's not something new, like you say. It's, you know, we've heard Chappers talk about you like that, Nick Blockerpitch in the past, Franny even. That's been a consistent in yours. I think it's probably come from your own career as a youth player when you've had older keepers help you a lot.
Yeah, I think when I came through, I was extremely lucky. I had, you know, Chris Kirkland, Mike Pollitt, Scott Carson, and they were all incredible with me. I think, you know, I probably wouldn't have been able to have the career I've had if I didn't get shown the way, if you can say that, or I didn't have the sort of examples of how you train and how you treat each other and how you demand each other and push each other. And then, you know, just the tips and maybe just a little, you know, just a little word in the ear now and again, and it's something that really helped me throughout my career, and it's something that I really like to do. You know, it's doesn't take the fact away. I want to play every game, but you know, it's at the end of the day, if the club's winning games, then you know, I'm happy.
Yeah, I think that's the same for everyone, mate. So thank you very much for your time, and to any supporters watching as well, there's still tickets available for the Leicester City game, so if you want to join us, then please do, and we'll speak to you again shortly.